Foundation. The show profiles the art and culture of young people, as well as issues to do with youth, health, the Regent Park, and other urban communities. Tune into the voices,
music,
and poetry
of urban community youth
on Regent Park Plus.
Tuesdays
at 7:30 p.m.
on CKLN
88.1.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to RP Plus Regent Park Radio. I'm Calvin, and I'm here with Camilla. Say hi, Camilla.
Hello, what's up?
And tonight we're with Councillor Shireen Shah, who is a member of the Toronto Police Services Board. She's also a councillor for Scarborough Agent Court and Ward 17.
Hi there.
Hi, Shireen. Shireen, I hear that you're trying to start a youth advisory group. What is the reason for trying to establish a youth advisory group?
Well, I gotta tell you, Calvin, this is the first time that the Toronto Police Services Board has gone out to do such an established, comprehensive dialoguing with the young people in the City of Toronto. And the purpose of the youth advisory group of the Toronto Police Services Board is really to give the young people in our city an opportunity to voice their opinions and their thoughts on policing in this city. You know, too often we make policies at policing, at the board, or any other levels of government, and at times we forget that we need to listen to the important opinions and views of the people who are we're making policies that affect. So really the purpose of the group is to reach out, become a new link with the youth in our city, and really try to hear what their opinions and their thoughts are so that we can take it back to the board, and when there's policy being formulated, these opinions can be incorporated into that. So it's really a dialoguing exercise at this point.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Shireen. Well, tonight, you are the lucky guest. For the first time ever on RP Plus, we are going to have call-ins. That's right. You guys can call in and ask Councillor Shireen Shah if you have any questions about this youth advisory group, or if you just want to ask her, you know, what's her home number, phone number, whatever. Anyways, yeah. Well, the number for tonight is 595-1655. That's in the 416 area code. Remember, you know, we got to dial that 416-595-1655.
I got to tell you, Calvin, I really want to hear what everybody's opinions are out there with regard to policing in this city. You know, I need to hear what your thoughts are out there. So please make sure you call. As Calvin has given you the number, 595-1655, we really need to hear what your opinion is and what you think policing should be doing in the city.
All right. What is the role of Toronto Service Board?
The role of the board? Well, currently, the Toronto Police Services Board's role is to establish the policy of policing in the City of Toronto. It's with the new City of Toronto, the amalgamated city, which started last year. I was appointed to the board by Toronto City Council to serve as a member of the board, of the Toronto Police Services Board. And we oversee the operations, the policy. We set the policy and the direction, the future direction of the police service in the City of Toronto. So that's why it's so important that a project like this is going to happen and that we're out there hearing what the views are of the community. In fact, there are 5 meetings still to be planned that we're having over the next 2 months throughout the city. We've already had 1 meeting in East York, which was great success. There were over 70 people participating in that meeting. And then we have 5 more meetings planned. We've got 1 in Toronto next Monday, March 29th. We have 1 on March 31st in Scarborough. In Etobicoke, the meeting is going to be on April 7th. And in York, we have a meeting on April 20th. And in North York, the meeting will be on April 21st. So it's, and these are times when people can come and voice their opinion in an open dialogue sessions to myself and to other board members. And there's, you know, we're collecting all the information and we'll take it back to the board in a form of a report.
Councillor Shah, how much influence will this group have on decision-making on the Toronto Police Services Board?
Well, Calvin, that depends on you and everybody else that's out there.
Me?
Yes, you. Because in my opinion, this group, this project that I've embarked upon is really the first step in ensuring that there's more dialogue with the youth in our city. The first phase is really to go out and hear what the youth are thinking and what their thoughts are. From that, a report will go back to the board in May, telling the board what we've heard with some action plans as to what we think we should be doing over the next year or two. I don't want to see this report just sit on the shelf, as many other reports have. I think it's important that we have concrete action plans that will come out of this whole dialoguing. So when I say it's up to you and everybody out there to get involved, to voice their opinion, and then to make sure that the board continues to include their voice in decision making. So it is up to all of us to make sure it happens. But I think that there's a great deal of interest right now in this, and we can really make a difference with everybody's input.
Well, yeah. How do they affect policing?
Well, because the Toronto Police Services Board really is the group that oversees policing and sets the policy, this initiative will help to influence the decisions of the future. For instance, what we've heard so far at our first meeting and from any of these types of discussions, we've heard our young people saying they want to have more involvement with policing. They want police to be more involved in their communities, to come out on their domain, onto their turf, to hear what their views are. You know, maybe we've also heard that we need to possibly expand some of the programs that we currently have. Currently, the Toronto Police Service does a number of youth initiatives, which are very good programs.
Like such as what? Like playing such, basketball would be
we
youth?
Have Yes, yeah, actually we have a youth basketball initiative,
okay, yeah.
In different parts of the city. But you know, we need more of it so that everybody can participate. We have the youth basketball. We have a cricket.
Cricket?
Team. Yes.
Why?
You gotta get involved with this. There are different programs already being done by the police service. And it's important that we expand those programs. Yeah. And the only way we can know that is by hearing what you want to see happen at the police board and hearing what sort of programs and initiatives you want to happen. So we really need to get some more programs going, you know. And yeah, we have a basketball program and we have a soccer camp and we have a cricket group and, you know, we have a VIP respect ambassador program in some schools. So every school has a, you know, every group, there's their different initiatives,
yeah.
But we really need to expand them.
Councilor Shaw, well, I have another question. Well, the process of making a complaint has changed in the last couple of years. Are you familiar with the changes?
Yes.
Well, you know, what are your views on that? Like,
well, I have to tell you, this is something that's been at the board, the whole complaints process, for the last year. And I've only been on the board for a year, since last January. And the complaints process has changed. I did not agree with the final report or the final policy. I still think there was need for more work to be done on it. Philosophically, I had some concerns about it, but we did go out as a board and as a service to try to get everyone's input on what's happening with the complaints process and what their opinions are. The other issue that we're now dealing with in policy form is strip search policy. The Toronto Police Services Board right now is going into dialoguing with different groups throughout the city as we formulate a new strip search policy for the Toronto Police Services Board. So there again, we need to have everybody's input.
Well, nobody wants to be strip searched.
Well, no,
that's the input I'm going to give. Like, so,
what if they did? What do you think? What do you think the guidelines should be? So that's just searches in general, as well as strip searches. There needs to be guidelines. There needs to be special, you know, concrete policy that says this is what you should do and this is what you shouldn't do. So that's why now we're looking at refining the current policy, and we're having a lot of meetings with a lot of groups. Last night I was with the Urban Alliance on Race Relations Justice Committee, hearing what their views are with regard to the policy. So there's a lot of, we need a lot of input from people to hear what your views are. So that's one of the other projects right now with the police board.
Here's a number if you want to call in. It's 595-1655. Okay. Give us a call.
So please, I need to hear what your thoughts are on this youth advisory group. But as Camilla says, the number is 595-1655. So please call us.
Well, if you guys aren't sure that, you know, Councillor Shaw is, you know, pretty good. You're not going to even call in. What is this, Camilla? I just heard that she was the first woman in Scarborough to ever be elected. Tell me more about that.
I wish I was. Not quite, but I'm the only woman in Scarborough Council right now.
Uh-huh.
There are 12 members of council in Scarborough, so the Scarborough Community Council, so I'm the only woman on Scarborough Community Council. We were talking earlier, I've been elected now 11 years, in fact. I was elected in 1988, and I wasn't so much beyond being a youth at that point, actually. I was actually 28 at that point, when I was first elected to hold public office in Scarborough. And at that time, Scarborough was the seventh largest city in Canada. So, you know, there's a lot that can be done, but we can only do it with everybody's involvement. And it's really been very good over the last, you know, 11 years as a member of council. And now being on the Toronto Police Services Board, there's just so much going on, and we really need to get involved in hearing what people's views are so that the policies we make really reflect the diversity of the community, or reflect the views of the community. And I'm here to try to make that happen. And that's why this initiative of the Youth Advisory Group with the Toronto Police Services Board is an initiative that I wanted to do about 6 to 8 months ago. And I'm glad we finally have gotten it up and running and have the meetings. And I hope it'll be good.
All right, we're going to pause for a second. We're going to take a little music break. So just chill and listen to the vibes.
And call me.
Gang, this some government. Otherwise known as Bojo. Anything you go for, remember your dear choice stone behind you. Can't wait for things to take you. Watch me now. Yeah, yeah. Things change, no one who sees a life hard. You never used to say no money come my yard. You rent, yo, you spend the whole of it abroad. Squander your money, now you're living like that. Why get the poor come down in a one pass? Broke and no money, but me no response. No abiding city, bad pressure for me ranch. And when him they offering him with important. But he never did a look back, never did a glance. Never knew him would have tumbled over like an avalanche. Mama dug in the hole, and him don't buy her a lamp. Not a line, not a letter, not 50 cents down. If I don't want a shoe, I cannot go to remittance. When me hear the boy get deep, you know me vibes come. Send him back Uncle Sam, cause in the day and around. And a few touch your one dropping at the camp. Things change, no one who sees a life hard. Why you never send a penny come my yard? You rent yo, you spend the whole of it abroad. Squander your money, now you're living like that. One dropping at the store from about 79. If I get the chance, cause it wasn't my time. I mean, yeah, you're the offering to commit the most crime. I make a bag of money when me could do make a dime. Remember one time, man, how you used to brag. Benz and Lexus, how well you did have. Clarks and Bali, where you got in a bag. Close, you know we still have a name tag. No, you crash up, no, you mash up. You never did a plan. You never been a check for the foundation. Me all the things yet. No one who sees a life hard. Why you never say no money come my yard? You rent, yo. You spend the whole of it abroad. Squander your money, now you're living like that. Back to gain. Again, baby, me friend, dust off your clothes and start from scratch again. Back together again, baby, me friend, dust off your clothes and start. Not you, caught up in the world of the rich and the famous. Cold, can watch the cold. I'm pretty, this is like never saw. Old 79.
Welcome back to RP Plus. We have a caller. Hello, caller. Caller. Hello, caller.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
All right, so you have a question for Councilor Shaw tonight?
Yes, I do have a question. The question is, not the question yet, but the statement is that she's making a good program there for the youth. The question is, how can we get the youth to respond to it positively?
Well, my answer to that would be, I really would like to have them respond through call-in shows like this. There's also a survey as well. First, I think they need to be attending the meetings, definitely. You know, we've got 6 meetings planned throughout the city. One's already gone. We have 5 more. So I really hope that people participate by attending the meetings. And we've organized them in different parts of the city. So every old former municipality now will have a meeting in it. As well, there is a survey that has been put out that the group has done. And it's just a one-page survey asking our young people what their views are. You know, what's their opinion? What do they think the top 5 concerns are, for instance, with policing in the city? What would they like to see happen? How would they like to see relations improve? So I think there's a chance for our young people to get involved in that way. So there are some opportunities, but again, it comes back to we got to hear their voices. We got to hear what your thoughts are. So please call in. So thank you very much for calling, and I hope others call in. Now, the number again is 595-1655. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, so what do you want to, where are we going to talk about now?
Well, I'm the host. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, who's on the youth committee?
Well, in fact, the Police Services Board, there's 7 members, and out of that, the Youth Advisory Committee, they're now 3 members appointed by the police board to serve on this Youth Advisory Council. Myself, and I'm chair of the Youth Advisory Group.
Okay.
Sylvia Hudson, who in fact is a Ryerson University staff member,
uh-huh,
and a social worker in our city, and she's been on the board for a number of years and very involved with youth issues in the city. She's also a member of the youth committee and the board, as well as Jeff Lyons, who is a lawyer and a former TTC chairman, who is also on the Youth Advisory Group. So there are 3 members of the board who are assigned to this particular outreach initiative. But in saying that, all members of the board are invited to attend. So anybody from who is a member of the board can attend, as well as, you know, the chief and other department police staff will also be attending, police officers and others. So there's some of us out there listening, but everybody else will can come and attend as well.
All right. Oh, we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say I think it's great that you're on a community radio dealing with this issue or bringing it for discussion. I have a concern. I just wanted to find out what you might think about this.
Sure. What's your name?
My name's Lisa.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. The thing that comes to my mind is that the youth who may join the advisory may have a personal connection of some kind, or it might be kind of like preaching to the converted.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, what about those people that don't have a relationship with the police or may have had a bad experience? Like, it's occurred to me through stories that I've heard that it may have really helped police relations if some sort of procedure was there, or follow-up, if some kind of error had been made in the way people were treated, or if they were suspected of something. Do you have any kind of response to that kind of notion?
Certainly. Well, we really would like to reach out to all the youth in the city, those who've had good experiences and those who've had bad experiences. And that's what I'm here to do, is to try to get everybody involved with this. I want to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. And, you know, the committee, the Youth Advisory Group, wants to hear what everyone's views are. So specifically from those who've had experiences and would like to share their opinions on us with us so that we can improve for the future. And that's why we're having these meetings in different parts of the city. It's not at police headquarters. You know, it's at community centers like in Scarborough. We're going to have it in the Malvern Community Center, for instance. So young people can come and voice their opinion at that point. In Toronto, downtown, we're having it at the Mazur-Cowan Center in the Parkdale area. And Etobicoke and York and North York, we're having it in the Civic Center. So we're really trying to give them an open forum to voice their views and their opinions, so that hopefully from their experiences others wouldn't have to be to endure the same type of experiences as they have, so we can learn from what's happened to them. With regard to the process that you asked about, Lisa, there will be police officers there to answer questions, you know, more mainly to deal with the process. For instance, if someone wants to know what the complaints process is, or, you know, what their legal rights might be, police officers will answer those questions at that point. But this is a dialogue session. You know, we need to hear what your opinions are about policing, and, you know, fill out the survey, tell us what you think, tell us how we can really open the doors of policing to all members of the community. And, you know, the young people in the city are vibrant, they're smart, they're intelligent, and they've got a great future. And they need to participate in this, and we need to hear what their thoughts are. So I hope that we do hear from everyone, really, out there, and we can really include everybody in this process and try to make it work for everyone.
Sounds like a great and huge thing to organize, but I just hope that there's some sort of follow-up procedure. That would be my wish.
Well, I'll certainly keep it in mind that we need to have some follow-up process. What we will do, after it goes to the board in May, the final report, there will be some recommendations, and I'd like to see that everyone who has participated, you know, left us their name and their phone number and address, will at least be notified of what the policy is and, you know, what has come out of this, so that there is a regular follow-up for the future. But this is just the beginning, you know. We really should be looking at having regular dialoguing with the young people in this city.
Not a bad idea.
I can't imagine us making policy that affect a group of people without dialoguing with them. And we need to be doing that. And so that's what this initiative is. And it really is the first time the board has done this in such a comprehensive manner of going out and really setting up these youth meetings and trying to make sure we hear what their thoughts are on policing in this city.
Well, thanks very much.
Thank you for
Lisa,
calling.
Lisa, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
All right.
So, bye.
Bye.
You know, I also wanted to say, Calvin, anyone who wants a full list of the dates and the locations, because I know they may not have written it down, they can call my office. They can call me at 392-1374. It's my office at City Hall, and I'll send out the list to them or even the questionnaire so that they can get involved that way if they didn't get all the dates on the radio. So please call me now or call me in my office.
Well, yeah, you're going to have to leave a message, right? Because you're not there. You're here.
Well, I'm here, but call me in the office tomorrow or over the next few days, and we'll certainly fax it over to you or send it to you, you know, so you can participate in it.
Okay. Well, why isn't this youth advisory board permanent?
Well, everything starts with one step in the journey. This is something that I felt we needed to do when I joined the board and was appointed to the board last January. I really felt there was a need for bringing the youth into our process, bringing the youth's views and opinions and thoughts into the whole policy-making direction of the board. So it's something that I really felt strongly about and wanted to make sure it happened. So the board has established this, and everybody on the board is very supportive of this. They really want to reach out to the communities, you know, all members of the board, in talking to all of them. They all want to hear what the views are out there, because they understand that we need to know what your thoughts are if we're going to make policy for you. So it's initially an advisory group to go out and really have dialogue and have input come back. But maybe it's one of the recommendations. And I mean, obviously you feel that it should be one of the recommendations to make it a permanent sort of dialoguing. But we need to hear that, you know, we need to hear what the community wants with this. But I'd like to see it be a permanent type of thing and to hear what young people are thinking on a regular basis, because we've got to open the doors to young people. You know, we've got to open the doors of policing, of our police stations. And we are doing that currently, but I think there's need for more of it so that we can ensure that we're hearing from the youth in our city and taking their opinions and bridging the gap of the past to include everybody in policy making in the future.
Well, Councillor Shaw, I just have another question, really. So basically, this is the bottom line. The bottom line is that you're trying to mend or trying to get closer youth and police, like, really interactive, right?
That's
the basic bottom line?
I'd like to see more interaction between youth and policing. we've done a lot of initiatives in the past with the police, but I think there's still need for more dialogue and more interaction and positive interaction, because as I said, we haven't done this in the past to this extent. This is the first time the board is embarking on this, and it's really because we'd like to see more outreach, and we want to hear what the opinions of young people are and what they see policing being in the future. You know, this is the grassroots of community policing.
Yeah. But we got a call.
Bring me a big fat spliff.
Hello, caller. Yo.
Hi.
How's it going? What's up?
Good. I have two of my friends on the line. I'm on three-way.
Whoa, very good. So what's your question?
My question is, why do some of the police out there just harass people because of the way they look?
This is a good question.
That's a good question.
All the white police officers, they come up to guys with baggy pants and all that stuff, and they harass them, and they didn't do anything.
Okay. Well, Carla, those are the kind of things we need to hear from people like yourself, who obviously think it's a concern. And yeah, we need to know if that's happening, when it's happening, how it's happening. How do you think we can fix it? What do you think we should do to make it not be like that?
I have no idea. That's why we called in.
Yeah. No, I mean, we want to hear your thoughts are like that, so that we can then address it in the report and try to make sure that those types of things aren't happening.
Well, see, that's why you have to come out. You have to come out and come to the meetings, you know. Then you can voice your opinion.
You got to come out to the meetings. You've got to tell me, as you just have, what your opinions are, and fill out the survey. You know, what are your five concerns about policing in this city? How do you think we can improve policing, you know, that'll best help the young people in this city? How do we improve policing relations in this city?
Okay, well, you know what? Thank you, Shereen. All right. Caller, thank you very much for calling in.
But no if problem.
You, yeah, but
no
you know,
problem.
Thank you very much.
Tune in next week.
Bye.
All right. Yeah. Well, basically, I mean, thank you very much, Councillor Shah, for coming
we've
in.
We've run out of time.
And if this show was an hour. Oh, man. Okay. Well,
next week.
Thank you, Councillor Shah, for coming in. I got to thank my tech guy, Vin, Camilla.
Hello.
Thank you very much. We're on every Tuesday at 7:30. RP Plus is produced by Regent Park Focus Coalition, Catch the Flavor Newspaper, and iVideo Youth Productions. Please tune in next week, Tuesday at 7:30 again, because we'll be on. And, you know, it's just on.
RP Plus is a spoken word news show produced by culturally diverse youth in the Regent Park area. Produced by the Regent Park Focus Coalition, the show profiles the art and culture of young people as well as issues to do with youth, health, the Regent Park, and other urban communities. Tune into the voices,
music,
and poetry
of urban community youth
on Regent Park Plus.
Tuesdays
at 7:30 p.m.
on CKLN 88.1.